Hey y'all, I know it's been a while since I last checked in, and I don't know, something about this morning, I'm like, okay, let's see if if I have anything that I feel like someone else can use other than me, that I want to record. I really just kind of miss checking in with you guys. I know I can't hear y'all, but I can still see y'all watching. I mean, listening at this point, watching on my YouTube. And I'm just really, you know, blessed and excited about some of the things going on. Because it's been a rough time. And I keep hearing God say, you got to find the small joys in the world because, you know, things are gonna happen and you don't always end up on the bright side of things and the right side of things and the upside of things, but I am the head, not the tail. I'm above, not below. And so it's been a hell of a journey, you know, getting to this point of revelation and just reflection and grief and mourning, because these types of things are really eye-openers, as well as shifters. And sometimes you don't always end up where you're supposed to be, but you're here for such a time as this. But sometimes, because, you know, it's like Spirit is not standing in front of me saying, good job, Janae. Okay, Janae, let's go, Janae. This is like, you know, it's kind of like you gotta check in with yourself and the goals that you set for yourself and the kinds of things that you saw for yourself and where you are in the world. And it's very difficult to lose people along that journey and still have to fight in the world. I guess that's really what I'm trying to say. It's like, it hasn't been easy. It's been very difficult, but I still try to find the blessing. I still try to laugh. You know, I'm very big on laughter. I'm not with a lot of drama. I'm not with discourse or, you know, dysfunction. Anything that's sitting in that kind of area that's not, you know, solely dependent on me having to deal with it, I'm not dealing with it, you know. And I've just been trying to take it a day at a time. Like, these days and these months, they're flying by so fast. And my mom always says to me, because I'm like, what's today? What was yesterday? And she's just like, stay present, Jay. Like, because it's so hard to stay present when you just kind of feel like the wind has been knocked out of you, when you kind of feel like you're coming and going sometimes, you know. But protected all the while, you know, favored all the while. And I guess that's really what I want to tell you, is that, like, there are things happening, you know, and you don't always understand why they've occurred, but they've happened. And you just got to know that you've survived some things. If you're still breathing and you're still living and you're still upright with air in your lungs, you're here for a reason. And though those that we love that have come before us are leaving the earth before us, you got to know that you still have life and you can't die with the dead. It's so harsh to say it that way, because my brother was more than I could ever really articulate. He meant more than I could ever really articulate. And I have such burdens about it because I'm not sure that I ever told him, as we got older, I'm not sure that I ever told him what he meant, what it meant to just see him, what it meant to just hear his voice and to get a hug from him. And, you know, a lot of the time when I would call for the holidays or birthdays or something when I wasn't in town, he'd be sitting in the room, you know, and my sister, I'd always call my older sister, and she'd pass around the phone and I get to speak to everybody. And it's kind of, you know, I'm grief stricken with the idea that now I've relocated and I'm here and he's not here, you know. And these kind of moments are so heavy. They're hard to swallow. because I feel like God was like, no. And I've never really had to deal with God saying no, you know. I'm sure he said no to plenty of things, but he's always just made it work, you know. I never had to worry, but I always worried about how things would turn out. And God was always just like, rest in me, like, be assured with me that I'm gonna give you the best kind of outcome. And this is like one of the first times I could really breathe and say, damn, he said no, you know. And it's so uncomfortable because as a child, I remember being afraid to ask my mom for certain stuff, if I could go outside, if I could do certain things, because I always feared no. That's like the ultimate rejection for me. And so it made it very hard for me to just ask simple things because I knew the first reaction was always going to be no. And then she'd think about it and be like, okay, you know, but the reaction would be no first. And I'm not used to God telling me no, you know, like I'm so spoiled. And so I guess spoiled is the only word I can think of right now, but I'm spoiled in God, you know, because when you've been favored for so long, when God has had his grace on you for so long, his oil on you for so long, like the things that have tried to run up and come up against me never could, they could never really prosper. And they could only prosper if I chose to ignore what God was telling me about people. And I did that a lot in life, was just ignore shit, you know? And I know my brother did that too. Ignored some of the signs that and synchronicities that were around him. And this was the end result. And I'm flabbergasted. I'm disappointed. I'm saddened, you know, like, but I gotta keep going, you know? And I know there's a lot of people dealing with not only loss, not only grief, not only burdens, you know, you're just dealing in life. And it always feels like you come up on the opposite side of winning. You know, it always seems like you get the hardest, you have the hardest fight. And sometimes the teacher is quiet and silent and you don't feel like there's anybody with you. You know, you kind of feel like you're left to have to fight in this world with these things, and the protectors and the people you love are kind of dismissive, or it's almost like they've been dismissed, you know. They walked out of the classroom and you're never going to see them again. And it's worse than the last day of school, you know, when you have to say goodbye to some of the people whom you've really built a rapport with. It's worse than that, you know. But it's the only analogy I can think of right now to compare kind of that longing feeling, like you keep looking around each corner, you keep, sorry y'all, you just keep looking for them, you know, in places I know he wouldn't be, but it's like I'm looking for him. And I've lost some people, you know, whether in the flesh or just severed ties, and I never look for them. You know, I don't wish any harm against them. I don't have any enemies in this world. I don't give a fuck if somebody feels like I'm their enemy, but I don't have no enemies because all is forgiven in my heart. You know, whoever tried to play in my face or smite me or be a snake to me has been revealed. And it's just hard to acknowledge what's real sometimes, you know, like to keep looking for somebody, looking for my brother in these places I know he won't be. And I wish that God would just give him back. And I keep hearing God say no. You know, like he can never give you back what he's taken from you. And that's why I started the message. Like I'm blessed because he still has blessed us to be able to stand upright and grieve properly and have time to really try to get our heads together, get our minds together, our spirits together, our souls together, and alignment, you know. But grief is, it's manipulative, you know, and it just sits on you. It tries to press you down and it tries to hold you down. And some of the smallest things you could do, you almost feel like it's unfair to be alive doing these things when you just lost somebody, you know? And time has passed, but I can't keep track of time, because for me, it's like I keep reliving the phone call that I got in Texas that morning on the 28th of February. And I keep hearing my mother's voice, and I keep just reliving how I felt, that pain of acknowledgement that he was gone. And I just talked to him, you know, and I had just felt like I was grieving the week before, and I had just felt like something was about to happen, and it happened. The worst fucking thing happened. And we're all just trying to come together and still live and be jovial and pray and breathe and eat and not suffer. And it's tainted, you know? This whole coming back home is tainted because we're not all here. And I definitely know I didn't make a decision that God didn't intend for me to make. I'm supposed to be here for such a time as this, but it feels leery to not have my brother here. You know? It's like, what the fuck do you do when God tells you no? You're blessed nonetheless. You wake up, you're trying to wake up encouraged. You're trying to wake up moving about and still focusing on understanding that you cannot die with the dead. But what are you supposed to do when God looks you in your eyes, whispers into your ear and says, no, you can't have him back. This is my decision and I'm standing on it. You know? It's heartbreaking. And though I'm blessed and our family is blessed and we're favored, God has never taken his hand off of us. Something got through the hedge for sure on some Job shit, but God has never taken his hand off of us, his favor over my mother and her, the grace he gives, you know, to see her fight every day gives me energy to just, okay, I can do this. You know, because it was hard to breathe for a while. It was hard to want to get up and function in this world. And the saddest truth is that living in the city, everything just keeps going. It's like nobody took a pause to understand, like, a king has left the earth. And not just because he's my brother. He's a King David. Brian David. And it's like nothing stopped. The plane that I got on to come back was going, and it was filled with people. And when I landed, the city was moving and it was filled with people. And, you know, when I got in the car with my mama, the traffic was moving. And it was like we were in a shell, you know, shell shocked. We were in a sense of a bubble, unseen. And only we could see each other's pain and feel each other's pain. But life just kept on going. And, you know, and I feel saddened by that truth that you gotta live your life. Because when it's done, people are gonna just keep right on moving. And the people who love you the most, and the people who were most impacted by you, are fucked up forever. But everybody else around you just keeps moving. Everything around you just keeps moving. And I don't know what to do with that, you know? I didn't think I was gonna cry today. I didn't think it was gonna still be this hard to just speak. And I've tried speaking before, and I just couldn't. I'm grown enough to understand the flow of life, the circle of fucking life, but when your circle is the one that's being disrupted, it's a trigger. It's faulty. You know, it's like, wait, what? I was running around the house with this guy, you know, watching him play basketball. I thought my brother was going to be LeBron, you know, before a LeBron. He's the reason why I love sports. Him and my mother, the way they used to argue about the Cowboys and the fucking 49ers back in the day with Deion Sanders and Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman. Like, I'm this competitive because of him. I see all his traits in me now, you know? His imprint. It's difficult. It's been real difficult, y'all. That's all I can say. And I don't want to bring y'all down. This is why I don't record, because everybody is not where I am. You know, the listener may not understand why it is that I'm still grieving in August. Why it is that I'm still crying in August, you know? Why it is that I'm still speaking on this subject. But I want to say that you got to keep your faith. You know, the devil's biggest goal in life, he goes to and fro in the world just to disrupt people. And if your faith can be disrupted, he doesn't really have to cause all hell to break loose in your life. He's won. And I know it gets hard, and there are things unforeseen, and you're going through shit, you know, that people can't see. And then you're dealing with this outward, you know, outward thing that people know you've experienced. And yet you're smiling and you're just functioning, and they're wondering, did the snake not bite her? Has she not been smitten? You know, has your family not been smitten, smited by this very snake? Has death not entered your domicile? How is it that y'all are outside still laughing and still trying to fight? Because we have life. Because God says you're blessed beyond measure. You're favored. And favor ain't fair. And that's why a lot of things aren't understood by outside people that are not in your circle, because favor is not fair. And one thing I could say about my lineage is that we've been favored. There's grace over our lives. And I don't care who's tried to come in and disrupt it or fuck it up. You know, we've been blessed. And losing my brother had me for a moment feeling like we weren't blessed, you know? But we've been blessed. When I think over his life, we've been blessed to have him this long. 40 years. And the pastor was telling me a word yesterday. This is how I know God ministers to you. When you pray and he answers, he sends angels to minister to you. When you're leaning on a rock, and you're up against the hard place, and everything around you, all the wolves dressed in sheep's clothing, think that you're a meal. God sends angels down to minister to you right at your weakest moment, because you're here for such a time as this. You can't falter now. You can't die now. You won't die here. And this thing that you're going through will not kill you. And the pastor is always talking about how there's significance in the Bible about 40 days and the number 40. And my brother left the earth at 40. And it was a fight every fucking day of his life to 40. You know? So I'm like pain, but I'm also just like, I understand he's okay. He doesn't have to dwell and fight in this world anymore. You know, there will be no harm that can come to him at this point. Nobody can try to come up against him and do no shit, you know? But he always talks about this 40 days. He was in the wilderness 40 days. And the floods on the earth were happening for 40 days and 40 nights. It's just 40, you know, and it doesn't make sense probably to everyone else why I stand in like numbers and stuff like that, but I'm in my Bible. But anyway, you know, just stand on your word, stand in who God called you to be in this time. And though you have to do it broken, still do it. Still show up. Because one day we're all gonna go, you know? That's the unidentified truth. That's the scary truth. But while you're here, be blessed with your brokenness. Try to find the small blessings. Try to have a reason to smile and laugh. I'm telling you, if I had to deal with this by myself, I don't think I'd be here. My mother would probably have 2 children gone. But just being able to be around my sister, our extended family, my mother, my aunts, my cousin, my little sister, you know, just being able to breathe with them and laugh with them and cry with them, you know, they give me life. They are my angels. They are my air, you know, because this shit is enough to make you just want to lose it all, give it all up and sit and just wait for death. You know, like, why try at all? Why fight at all if somebody has the power to just walk in with a gun and decide my fate, you know? But I love y'all. And it's gonna be all right. That's all I know. Every day is a challenge. Every single day is a challenge, and I may not ever say it, but it's a challenge. But I endure. I breathe. I think we take for granted just how much you just need to breathe. There's some people in the world who are fighting to breathe, that they gotta walk around with an oxygen can with them. And we take for granted just the ability to just be able to breathe in and breathe out through a moment. And that's really how I've survived. It's just breathing. Just take a moment to breathe with all the shit that keeps coming. I find me a space and I sit there and I breathe through it. And that is how I've survived. So take it easy. Give yourself some credit. Like, there is a story in you that if you told it, people would be mouths open, eyes wide. And just keep swimming. Just keep fighting. I hope it gets better. You know, I'm praying that it gets better. And I really do thank y'all. I thank you for listening. I thank you for supporting. It's been real. Peace out, y'all.